1 year ago.
Yeah, so that was Boyle. Multi-talented? Does that make any sense?
He is talented in multiple things.
Okay, yeah. So, yes. So we had a chat with him. I think it was a nice little start to our day. He was the first interview.
Yeah, he was the first. And literally afterwards, we had this moment of like, did we just become friends?
Yeah.
Like all of us, did we just become friends? And don't be surprised if you see Boyle on the Us Puntcast sometime in the future.
Happy Halloween, everybody! Welcome back to the Us Podcast!
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is back.
It's a podcast about us, and it's all of us, bro.
Hey, dude, Mickey did a fucking solo run.
Mickey had to take control.
Oh shit,
man, fuck Disney, dude. Since the last time we talked about Mickey, Disney has grown exponentially.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, no. We need to stop.
Government's got to get involved with that.
Wait, the fuck are you?
Wait, who?
What's
who,
up?
Where
Justin?
Are we?
What's up?
Where is it?
Yo.
It's for longtime fans
who haven't heard, the OGs know who this motherfucker is.
Yes.
Boyo.
Dude,
thank you. El Boyo.
Being on the show, bro. Again.
So to give context, we were at a concert last year called Young Love. Mm. That is where our paths crossed for the first time. We talked shit about a couple Halloween movies, and we were
that
like,
we did.
And then we speculated. If one day in the future we do a Halloween type episode, this boy needs to be on.
Yes, sir.
And this is fucking, that day.
Now we're fucking here.
This
and
is
Doug,
that
look
day.
How spooky we look. I look like Beetlejuice. This dude looks like
I look like I could be Teen Wolf, maybe.
Yes. Or young Tim Burton, as we've been discussing.
Right. So he's dressed as young Tim Burton. And Chris
apologize
is dressed
for
as a sailor.
I'm a hippie sailor.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Exactly.
So you can't say that we're not Halloween-y.
And if you didn't have any more reason to see that Us Podcast, when they say they're gonna do something, when the Us Podcast says, hey, that's gonna be done.
When we say we're gonna get this motherfucker on a Halloween episode, we're doing it.
Spoopy season, bitch!
Here we are. Boyo, what is your favorite thing about Halloween?
My favorite thing, probably the movies. Probably the culture around it. Yeah, I'd say.
It must be nice watching movies here. This is your lovely house. Tell us a little bit about this place.
The man cave.
About our man cave. That we're
the cave. It's the cave.
The cave of wonders.
It's the cave. It's what I just learned to call it now.
I guess I do call it that.
It is the new name.
It is the name. Yeah.
So if you all remember, I kind of hated the Halloween 2018 movie.
When that came out last year, that was so hype. I forgot how hype people were for it.
Shit was whack in my opinion. But I love the Rob Zombie movie.
I think that's trash.
Chris hasn't even seen it.
So here's where a little connection comes in. We were just talking about the Nostalgia Critic.
We were.
And that's how I've seen. He's a YouTuber. He reviews movies. He lives in Chicago. And he reviews movies like in full. So that's how I've seen the Rob Zombie Halloween, seen it. So I haven't seen it. It's going to be a new experience for me. But from what I've seen, I'm like, it's pretty trashy.
But you're a fan of both.
Yeah. So I saw the Rob Zombie one when I was in middle school. I like borrowed it from a kid that was older.
It's my dad. So give it back.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. It was. I was scared. I wasn't allowed to watch it. And so, and it really like disturbed me. And I liked it. And I might have even seen it before I saw the John Carpenter one.
Yeah, that was my first Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that was how I was introduced to the character. So then I liked the 2018 one. I didn't love it. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, we're going to revisit it.
I know. I got to be honest with you. I know we haven't seen the 2018 one again, but I'm having his... I have a similar, like... feeling about it this day, like, do you remember how, like, when we had seen it, I swore to you that
hyped.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Now that I look back, I'm like, Like, it didn't really stay with me, that movie.
Yeah. I think you were hyped, too. Like,
I was hyped. I mean, I was hyped, but I think it's also the fanfare around it, too, because it was, like, Jamie Lee Curtis.
It was still hot when we were talking. It was hot. It was Halloween.
It was Halloween then. She was, like, on the press run.
Yeah. Like, in the spotlight.
John Carpenter scored it.
The spirits were up.
Yeah.
And now that, like, a year is settled, I'm kind of realizing, I'm like, I don't really remember too much about them, except for that cool song that comes out in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I actually, that's a really cool song.
But then in that, and I remember the mask scene where he's holding the mask in the mental institution.
So, like, so moments gonna, like that were cool.
We're
going to
revisit all these
These things and more.
So this is another installment of the segment me and Chris have called
Love It, Hate It, Movies.
Fuck yeah. If you all remember, first episode,
La La Land Rogue
Star
One.
Wars.
Battled it out.
Yeah.
Right on the CSUN grounds. Yeah, it was a good episode. Yeah. I think we pretty much... We both came to an understanding that there are things to respect about those movies. Yeah. And so we were like, they may not be for me, but I respect them a lot more because of how you feel about
it. Didn't really like Rogue One.
No. And when I watched it again, while he was there explaining it to me.
Yeah, I was just like, because Chris is like, well, this doesn't make sense. And I was like, oh, fucking just pay attention.
It grew on me. I didn't really like it either. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to do this too because it's not only is it just going to be like a fun time watching fucking horror movies with this king over here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We also want to talk about the Usslers. Me and Chris have been talking about some heavy ass fucking topics.
Gentrification, brown skin discrimination, fucking...
Some community shit, just like... All these like heavy topics that require a lot of like communication.
And don't get us wrong, we're having a great time learning about these things, discussing
being
them.
Woke, waking Chris up.
Wake me up inside. But sometimes you just need to chill out. You just need to kick back, take a minute from all the social justice stuff, and just
hang out
with a good homie.
Hang out with a good homie, watch some fucking spooky Halloween movies. Not think about, what did I say?
About oppression.
It's just like, why is there no Latinos in these Halloween movies?
Rob Zombie, you haven't seen any fucking Latinos in the woods, you fucking motherfucker?
What the fuck, Rob Zombie? You can put 100 pumpkins in your fucking movie?
Tonight?
Why did he get the one redhead kid from Spy Kids?
Junie? Why can't Carmen get it? Carmen's got to eat
where's
too.
Carmen?
What the fuck?
Where's Carmen?
An asshole.
So all these questions and more will be asked on this episode.
So we'll kick back.
Put on your spooky vision. Watch these movies with us. We're going to have a lot to say. Let's fucking jump in. You ready to get spooky?
Let's do it.
Let's murder.
Cool.
Bleh.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the US Podcast. We just finished watching fucking Rob Zombie's Halloween, and it is pretty late in the night. So let's start with one word responses.
We literally just finished this. TV's right there.
On mute. We just like the credit that said
Oscar's so high.
Yeah. Sorry to burn you, Oscar. Fucking okay.
I think we're all there though.
Yeah. Nah, I was trying to put it on the spot. It's all of us. We're all there.
It's all of us.
I'm just
bro.
Trying to be solidarity. I'm just trying to be solidarity.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? We're all stoned. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Rob Zombie's.
You said one word.
Nah, let's just do thoughts. This is Chris's first time.
So okay, so I took notes because I'm a good boy. Yes. So I'll give you. Let's see.
A lot of notes.
Yeah, it's well, for what? Everybody in this movie has fucking long hair.
Bitch, I will crawl over there and I will skull fuck the shit out of you.
Which is a Rob Zombie trademark. Which
there was a lot of I don't know if it was based like in the time that it came out, which is like 2007 right. or whatever.
Yeah,
but it looked like it was like in 1980 something.
Yeah, just like some fucking.
Yeah.
Like, just like I love long, dirty, greasy.
But there's like cutoffs, a lot of cutoffs.
Well, I guess yeah. So just so people have reference, the Rob Zombie Hollywood Halloween remake. was a redo of the classic John Carpenter, and he wanted to do this version because he wanted to give Michael more of a backstory, because I can see the argument why people might find it strange that in the OG, you know, it's this cute little Danny Torrance looking bull cut kid, you know, and it's like, oh gee, I killed my family, and then it's like, how did he become Michael Myers? And so in this movie they have this, as Oscar describes, this ugly girl looking
that kid has always looked weird to me.
No, but like it in a way, like, it makes sense. That's what I was saying with this movie.
He looks like a Swedish like death metal kid.
yeah, exactly. He had the Kiss shirt and everything. Yeah. And if I had so all that backstory to say, like, we get like I think like 45 minutes of movie of just Michael's past. You're really there. You like live there. You see him, you know, kill all these people, kill his whole family, like in super detail.
His kills progress. Kill a rat.
And then that's when we get into the classic, you know, Michael versus Laurie story.
He escapes out of the mental hospital.
So first thoughts, knowing all this and watching, you know, being a fan of the loving, I think the original is one of my, I think probably my favorite horror movie of all time. Not because it's scary, I just love the aesthetic and what it built. But I guess watching this version, it just felt like this was almost full circle for Halloween to get like what the shitty serial killer movies became. Because like, oh, this is like, you know how they say that that this was like the first one that inspired all those like serial killer movies, and ever since that, like, there was it was the first of its kind,
the first slasher film,
so I'm like, it
was
like,
it pre Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah. So it just felt so on the nose, like it just felt everything that of course a serial killer movie's gonna have, like, of course he's gonna have a shitty family, like, of course everybody's gonna treat him like shit. Of course he's gonna be. Of course he looks like. It just was like, of course. It felt. And this isn't even a bad thing. It just felt so on the nose that it was like this. I even wrote this down. Like, it's so funny. Martin Scorsese is getting a lot of heat right now for calling Marvel movies theme parks, not cinema. And when I was watching, you didn't know that? No, yeah, it's a big deal. Like,
Marty,
people are,
you fucking old man.
Well, that's a whole nother bag of chips. But I was even gonna say this movie feels like the theme park version of Halloween, because the thing is, it is more brutal. It delivers on more kills.
It's fun.
And no, that's why it's fun.
It's fun. It's like the Horror Nights walkthrough.
Exactly. It is the theme park.
But it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, you're seeing like, it's like Rob Zombie just like expanded on this, like, it's just like his cover of Halloween's, like, if he built his own little, if he got the rights and was able to build his own custom little, like,
yeah,
like Halloween walkthrough. And in that regard, I'm like, oh, this is a cool interpretation of this folklore of this story of this killer, Michael Myers. Cause when I look at those old classic movies, especially when they were so low budget, like Halloween, I always look at them as fables, because, you know, they'll leave things out. There'll be little plot things. It's like, well, hey, that doesn't make sense. Like,
What did Freddy Krueger do when he was like 10 years old?
Yeah. Because if you think about.
Because like, I think the remake of Elm Street, was he always like a teacher of young kids and
then
an abuser?
I heard that was new.
Because I remember thinking that was actually an interesting backstory.
Yeah,
and then burn him, and then he's like,
yeah, and the remake. Because I didn't like the remake wasn't amazing or whatever.
No.
But I thought
that was interesting.
Idea,
yeah.
I thought they could have done that.
Let's
better.
Let's fact check that.
Yeah.
Let's see if we're right or wrong.
Yeah, because I remember watching that remake and being like, dang.
In post.
Yeah,
we'll fact check it.
Oscar, can you check while we talk? Can you check? Was Freddy Krueger always a pedophile?
Yeah,
that's a crazy question to ask someone.
I'll ask Google. Well, I was gonna get off topic, but
yeah. So it felt like a theme park, and you know what? This is like the fast food version of Halloween. It serves you everything you want. You get the titties, you get the sex, you get the murder. But after a while, when it all happens, you kind of just get like. like I just got so bored by it. Like the screaming, the constant, yeah. like the killings just they became Lori. So numbing. And I know that that's the point. Like that's what a serial killer should be. But I think what makes the other Halloween movie we're about to see and the original so special is that like you remember almost everybody he kills because it's just such a small number and you lived with those characters for so long. I was thinking as I was watching this, I said, you know what? A lot of these people that are getting killed, I have not seen up until the scene that they appear in and then they get killed. And it would be different. It's like if you put...
Like that too.
Yeah, but it...
We'll
but,
see. Watch. It's like no, that too.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't kill strangers in that one, but there's something... I don't know. Like, there's something... Even to, okay, so
Halloween 2018 is also more of like a movie.
Yes,
like there's more of like a screenplay with like.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Those are films. This is like a movie. It's like a cheap little like theme park. Like here you go. Here, not that that's a bad thing. Room for all that.
I think this is super stylized.
I think
this is like, I think Halloween 2018. Like I think they're just different. Like they're completely different. Lanes like one yeah is, like this is like Halloween 2018 is like a script.
I will
like
say this one's scripts. A lot more trashy
than yeah like if you read this
that
script,
was my main argument
like if you
yeah.
read this script I feel like the script
you
is
fucking bitch horse
yeah like, yeah if you read the script you'd be dude, like the dialogue you'd be shit. Like what's going on at some point.
Hey shit pants, give me a fucking break. He's probably a queer. Got choked the chicken, purged my snorkel all over them flappy ass tits. We found this in Michael's school bag.
Come on, big deal. He found a dead cat.
Whereas 2018, at least you'd be bro. Like they tried to make the because remember there's the new Lumi. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you're the new Lumis. Dude, she literally says it. Yeah, you're the
also,
new.
Also, you're the new Lumis.
Like whatever the yeah, new yeah, guy. Yeah. The and so they tried to make the try, but they tried to make the and like the two new the like the people that are have that podcast or whatever the crime podcast. So they're like they tried to give their dialogue a little more nuance or whatever.
Yes.
And give Lori like they I don't know they
it was it's a classier movie though like it's like especially that way it's done
it doesn't
more,
mean it's a
more
better
sleek.
Horror.
No that's the
I
thing
don't know. Yeah
because like we'll if I think about it like because that's the thing about this movie it's like you might think that what I'm saying is like negative but it kind of isn't because if I'm thinking about now because when I think about friends coming over having a spoopy night. What movie am I going to put on? Halloween, the original, where everyone's just going to be like, oh, this looks fake. This is boring. He only kills like six people. Or am I going to put on fucking Rob Zombie's where it's like, hey, sex, butts and titties. Fucking stab him in the face. Fucking straight up rape. I don't know how that got fucking cleared. Literally, like straight up a rape scene.
Oh, that too was great. Did that happen in this?
Yeah, yeah. Remember, they go to Michael's room. They go to Michael's room. He's working on his mask, and they're straight up.
How he breaks out.
He's just sitting.
It's in the that.
It's when he's just sitting there. Yeah, he's just sitting there, and they're fucking raping.
I blocked that out.
Yeah, dude. They're like, they're straight. They're like, you know, giving. Yeah, yeah.
That was really hard to watch.
Explain that, Angel. Stick up for that scene.
I'm gonna say.
Well, I mean, I guess that, zombie, I think that was bro. Supposed to be. I think that was that scene. That scene wasn't like.
Can be happy to watch these guys die. So like, come on, Michael, kill them.
But I love that he didn't even like kill them because he was raping her. They killed them because like they're on the bed, they're fucking with everything, and Michael's just like working on his mask. Yeah. And as soon as they touch one of his hanging masks, that guy, hey, I had my rules. I said boundaries. And he just fucking.
It is.
Them.
I mean, and thank God he killed those fucking guys. Like those are all. That's awful.
I wonder if he killed that girl. I bet he killed.
I guess it is kind of off. It is off brand in a John Carpenter sense to have that like brutalist sense, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just remember watching it as a kid, and it did stick with me though. That there was such violence.
Yeah, I think Rob Zombie knows how to make people look really cool, like when they're like bloody and fucking beat up. Like I think every time someone's super bloody or beat up, like they look cool.
But See, that's what I was going to say, too. The kills here were also kind of... Like, the kills are brutal, right? But when you saw the people, it wasn't as graphic and, like, as, like, gut-wrenching as you'd want it to be. Because, like, they're just bloody. And I remember at some point I asked, like, that girl. Dude, they just threw blood all over her and expected... Because I'm like, where are her cuts? She just looks like she's just laying in a
pool of
blood.
I thought some of the kills were gnarly. But some of the kills... The one weird one was at the end... Where his eyes weren't.
Oh yeah, he like squishes his head, but then like the next scene,
he squishes fucking Alex Large's eyes.
Yeah, it looked like it was almost like you said, like it was out of sequence or something.
Yeah,
that was weird. That was weird. That was a little strange.
I will say I like the kills in this one more than the 2018 one. Just because it's gorier doesn't mean it's better. I like these more.
You prefer like the quick. And then like
yeah, because him, like, I like bloody. This one because there's more build up to the.
Well, yeah, it's satisfying like to see him kill like some awful like rapist terrible dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's satisfying. It's a cheeseburger. But, you know, like, it's a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Sometimes it's inconsistent though because it was weird. It's like satisfying, but then it is like sad to see him kill like Danny Trejo, or it's sad to see him kill.
But you see that just goes to show. Michael's like, hey, I don't just kill bad guys. I kill my friends.
Nah, too. See, that I thought that was the lamest thing they could have fucking done. I thought him killing Danny Trejo was so lame because, like, this is lame. He just kills.
Yeah.
You remember he spares that fucking baby, and you said, well, I thought he was a fucking killing machine. Yeah, yeah. Nothing is wait. I'm like, you're told that, you're fed that information, and then Michael doesn't. And then it makes you wonder, why? Why? Does he have sympathy for babies? And it makes you question.
In the 2018 one, I feel like we're like the guys just like fascinated with
exactly.
The thing I don't like about we'll get into the 2018.
This dude felt like personality less.
The 2018 Michael Myers has no personality.
I do agree. No, yeah, he doesn't.
He's not doing. There's no reason for his killing. In this one, in the Rob Zombie one, he has a goal. He's trying to find his baby sister. In the fucking 2018 one, he's literally just like, oh no, I guess this is what I do.
The 2018 one, it is interesting that it is like everyone's in full acceptance that he just is a killing machine. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Cool. I mean, I feel like that's like he's a killing machine, and like that's already established. But then they're just like, all right, or like,
we can't have him kill babies.
We can't have him kill babies, but like it's just about like his attraction to Laurie Strode and like what. Like, because she was singing that song, walking down the street, and they had that, like he had a connection to her and wanted to follow her or whatever. And so it's, like, there's a lot of unexplained, like, it's a lot of, like, not easy, I don't want to say easy, but it's, like, they don't have to do exposition, because you can just, yeah, like...
just like, Michael Myers, he kills people.
It makes it easy to say, like, I'm not saying easy, but it's, like... It makes it more romantic to like look back on it and be like it's artful or whatever. But I think like it was bold to go do like a backstory, even if it's like falls flat, because it's like it is bold.
Yeah,
to,
it's kinda, some of the backstory shit.
It's
ballsy because at least they were trying to give some motivation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whereas like I feel like the 2018 one, it's like artful, but like. They're in the full acceptance of just, like,
just like, this is Michael Myers, a brutal killing machine that killed this people and has been here, and he's very dangerous.
And like just a point of fascination.
And it's like, what does he want?
But like, what are you fascinated with? Like, I don't even know what that the new Loomis guy is like sickeningly fascinated with him. But like, what is he fascinated with? I guess
Michael's celebrity, and I guess the one thing I did have to say that I enjoyed was that he's kind of a celebrity, where he's on TV, like they were like they know who Michael, like there's like a book, like the devil behind. So I liked that there was like an added sense of like, oh, like I thought they were gonna do something with that, with his fame, you know, that it was gonna go beyond just that neighborhood where people are gonna be like, dude, that's serial killer from Haddonfield. But then that idea never quite took off, which I thought was really interesting and would make sense. Like that's like that was one of the things I thought should have been in the original. I'm like, that would have been cool if he was famous. Yeah. So that way there wasn't that scene where, because then in this scene where the girls are walking and they see a dude in a jumpsuit with a mask, they're just like, it's just one of those perverts that hangs around. Like,
think that would be iconic. Yeah.
I just like,
yeah.
And the girls are like, go jerk off somewhere else.
Yeah, or like, haha, that's the guy dressed up as the Hattie.
Oh, yeah, because he's
Michael Myers.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they not piece it together? Like, was the idea that they just, like, are used to seeing, like, people in masks?
They've never seen that mask before.
But if you saw anybody in a mask, you wouldn't.
Call the police.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those girls were sketched out.
I'm hot. Let's talk about shitty things. Yeah, I didn't like the little mini Michael Myers in the beginning. The funniest shit in the world.
It cheapens the scary.
Mini Michael.
Well, because it just makes the mask less scary. It'd be scarier if he had the paper mache and then grabs the mask and then looks at
like
it.
The head makes him look like a fucking little
person. I don't think he should have ever. He should have never wore that mask as a kid.
No,
he should. Yeah, he should have got like some kind of paper thing. Like that would have been cool because then when you finally see him put on like. In the movie where he just finds it in some attic.
Yeah, I mean,
he could have gotten like arrested in it as a kid when he's sitting in the front, but you don't see him walking around in it because like the way you see it, it looks all disproportionate.
It looks so dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, a good way to introduce him wearing that, if you wanted to show that visual so bad, maybe not when he's killing them, but maybe when he's sitting outside,
with the
baby mask on, he's just holding. That would have been cool.
He picks it up from the dead.
We're doing your job for you, buddy.
Yeah, it's like why not to do that? Yeah, it's like. Because when you see him walking, that's when it looks. He's like waddling. He's
yes,
like,
yes. Yeah, because it's just like,
and you see the mask, and it, you know what I mean, and it looks because you see it like kind of hanging off of his head and stuff, and it looks and it makes the mask. It makes it look silly.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So, I guess another reason why Michael Myers didn't work for me is because literally every guy in this movie is an asshole.
Yep.
Every guy in this movie is an
Except
asshole.
Except the little kid.
Boyfriends are even that kid's asshole.
No, that hey, kid's
girls.
A jerk. The kid's
hey, girl, dude, I like the boogeyman.
Dude, even Laurie's dad. Like, I kept joking. I'm like, dude, every family
no
has to be dysfunctional. Like the dad in the first time you see Laurie's dad, he's just like bitching at his wife, like, I don't want to go to vacation. I want to stay home.
And he's like smoking a cig.
Yeah, and then one of the scenes after, there's a scene where Laurie and her mom are just sitting outside, like giving. Candy to trick or treaters, and the dad comes and he sits down next to them. It's a nice, like sweeping, like little, like a dolly shot of the house. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like finally, like a nice little moment that isn't dirty or full of titties or fucking blood.
Yeah.
And then this fucking this sweater wearing fucking receding white,
like, looks like George Costanza.
Yeah, clean cut father. Whips out a cigarette right there next to his wife, lights that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, we're still in a Rob Zombie movie, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it can never be wholesome. Well, that's the difference in 2018.
Yeah,
well, my point was, Michael Myers didn't feel that special because, like, dude, all these fools are Michael Myers. This guy's just a psychopath.
Yeah.
He's cleaning house.
Yeah, he's just fucking, he doesn't mind the blood. Like, all you fools, though, like, are, like, literally one bad day away from becoming Michael Myers.
He's gonna put the mask on, you fucking Michael Myers.
Yeah, everybody, that was my thing. It's like, dude, everybody here sucks. Like, there's not one good person in this movie.
I like the world that Rob Zombie created. I love the scene with fucking Blue Oyster Cult playing, like,
I did too, softly. And Rush. And
but
Rush,
it wasn't even loud enough. Like, I thought, oh, that would be cool to see a murder to that. I mean, it's just, like, in the background.
Because you forget that she turned the radio on, and you're like, oh, yeah, she's, like, in the other room.
It's like this movie wants to be fucking just, like horror trash, and then in the moments where I want it to be horror trash, it's artsy. It's like, we're going to play quietly in the background.
Rob Zombie is stylized trash. I will fucking say that.
It is.
It, but it you is. Know what? I will
like a
say.
Certain artful charm.
It's stylized like midnight horror. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah. And yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Again, I know everything I've been saying leans negative. Look who's calling us, Justin.
Bitch.
Hang on. Okay, we're gonna take this over the fucking interrupting our show. Yes.
Hey.
What's up, bitch?
What are you doing right now?
You're live on the S Podcast. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me on that.
Justin just can't go away. What's up, bro?
Hey, I'm with the Hounders if you want to come. I'm with Michael.
No, fuck you. Fuck you and your stupid Super Smash Night, Justin. Fuck off.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about that. But guess what? It's midnight, and this is going to be done soon, and then we're going to blaze it.
Well, we're still doing the podcast, and we're about to watch another Rob Zombie movie. Not another Rob Zombie movie.
That'd be wild.
Please, no.
You an angel?
Yeah, that we're. Oh no, Chris is doing the podcast by himself, dog.
What the fuck? Fuck you guys then. Right.
Hey, say hello to our friend.
Oh.
Was that genuine anger?
Anyway, my favorite part was that Anthony Mackie got. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah.
If you're looking for some kind of action, you better take it on the arches before I'm done dropping this load.
Oh, dude, that guy was fucking cool. What? I forgot his name.
Yeah, that guy that was taking a poop and he was just trying to leave.
Fucking Joe Grizzly. I wrote his name down. I was like, I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
He was like, I got a Taco Supreme.
I got a Taco Deluxe Supreme talking back at me, so I'm gonna be a while.
He's like, that's talking back to me.
That's talking back. And then all of a sudden, Michael Myers is like, I feel like if you see dirty, like a guy with like,
I feel like this guy's fucked
with like up. Muddy like feet and like walking with sandals, like I'd either think he's like running a cult or something. Hey, and like, so yeah, I wouldn't tell him what I'm pooping out.
I wouldn't.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
I wouldn't open the door and like do a speech.
It sucked that it had to be the coolest black dude that ever walked the face of the earth.
Yeah, it was a cooler fight, but I also liked how Michael just like, powered that dude. He's like, drop the fucking knife!
Man, it was cool, but damn.
And
they like
took his jumpsuit, which is a cool jumpsuit.
That's true. He did take the jumpsuit. Yeah. He got it from fucking Joe Grizzly himself. Yeah. The master.
Joe Grizzly.
Dude, shout out to that actor. He was fucking smooth as hell. The kills in this movie, they took so long. But I guess that's part of the appeal when you're with friends.
I like the anticipation.
Because it's just like he's standing there with his fucking dirty ass feet.
That's every fucking Halloween movie.
No, and the one we're about to see, it's a lot more like...
I'll be paying close attention to the time of these kills. But, all right, last words / last verdicts on Rob Zombie.
I'd say it is fun, you know, like, I'd say it's a fun, like, 2000, like 2010s reimagining that...
For sure, dude, this feels like that isn't so late. 2000s.
Yeah.
Like when the digital shit was just coming up. YouTube was just coming onto the scene. People were barely getting self.
Yeah, and you don't need to take it too seriously. Like, you can just watch it, enjoy it. Like, it is gnarly. Like, it isn't.
Spots where I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and that, I got to be honest. I visibly just like, ooh.
There was some stomach turning points.
Yeah.
It's very of that era horror where it's like just like let's desensitize the shit out of our viewers kind of vibe.
Yeah. I really thought I was gonna hate it, judging from like the beginning dialogue with the stepdad. Man, he's easily the worst fucking actor in the whole movie.
Oh my god, we didn't talk about the
who
stepdad.
Who is that?
That dad
dude,
was
like,
the
your
worst.
Dog's got a nice piece of ass. Your son's gay.
And I'm gonna beat the shit
out
of you.
It's like the worst masculine jerk, man. Yeah,
we live in a two-story house somehow.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, and also they didn't understand like. What was his injury that he had?
Yeah, you didn't see anything. He's like, I'm crippled from the lower half. I'm like, I can't even see your lower half.
And he said he's going to, he's like, once I heal, I'm going to beat you up. Like, what happened to you?
He's like, how'd you get that for what? Like, what the fuck happened?
So, yeah. He was terrible.
Yeah, that was literally like the worst part.
Yeah, that
might
have been the worst.
He's like, I'm a cliche. Like, it's like,
actually, like, that actually is fighting with the top spot of the worst part of the movie between.
Shout out to Spy Kids guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so the fucking stepdad, fucking evil Junie, and fucking Lori screaming are probably like the worst parts of the movie, dude. Lori's...
And like and moaning.
I felt so bad because I'm like, dude, I'm being annoying right now. But for some reason, I guess because I was probably really high, I just couldn't like not voice my discomfort with the screaming. I was just like,
yeah, it was bad. It was like, really uncomfortable.
Look at this, Mom. Lori.
It was getting to me too, but
it was really
hard
to bear.
I think. The Laurie actress is one of the worst also. She's pretty bad.
Happy Halloween, Laurie actress.
Sorry. But my favorite, the fucking Joe Grizzly, best character.
Joe Grizzly.
Danny
bitch.
Trejo's pretty good.
Danny Trejo's
Alex
great.
Alex DeLarge is pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Overall, I would watch this shit again. I like, because there was like funny moments that you can fucking make fun of. And so it's one of those movies that you put on at a party and just fucking get drunk and have fun.
Yeah.
I love it. Good, thanks, Rob Zombie.
Honestly, I see you a lot differently. This, I gotta say, for all the little, you know, critiques I have, I'm critiquing it as a film, right? But if we're talking about something you want to pop in, fucking just have a good night with. Yeah, watch this. This is the perfect remake for Halloween. You know, like what Halloween meant, or how intense and how like risque it was for teenagers in the fucking 80s. It matched for teenagers and like it was true to its nature in that way. It's like, yeah, it's the same thing. Just I'm gonna do my version of that.
It's raunchier because kids got raunchier.
Exactly.
More brutal. Kids got more
brutal. It's one of the few remakes that keeps up with the times and it works to their favor somehow. Yeah. Because it's kind of a timeless story, you know, just some guy with a fucking knife, which worked because that was, again, like I said, right before we got cell phones, right before we advanced, right before security camera, right before everybody had a camera in their pocket. It was right there. And that's why remakes since then have been harder to get done because... It's like, yeah, everybody's got a cell phone.
Everything
like,
gets fixed with a cell phone.
So, great selection. I loved how you shot this, by the way, Rob Zombie. Like, it felt... A lot of it reminded me of, like the Safdies fucking remade Halloween. A lot of these cool, like... These, like, telephoto lens close-ups and shit. Like, really, really cool framing. I liked it a lot. It was great.
And, like, handheld, like, in like intimate.
Yeah, it was... Intense.
Yeah.
So
it was shot really well.
So that was Halloween Rob Zombie. I actually turned out to be a fan after all.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So
let's see if my mind will be changed once we watch this other one. I don't
know. Directed by David Gordon Green.
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express. Yeah, director of Pineapple Express, George Washington. Were we not just bumping that in the car on the way here, bro?
Yeah, and we're just talking about how. Whoa. Anyway.
Serendipitous. We'll see you after the movie. Halloween 2018.
You don't believe in the boogeyman? He's here!
Michael!
You should.
Can you close the closet door?
So we're back. We just came... we came back on a little trip from 2018.
Flashback to a year ago when we saw this shit in fucking theaters. It is currently 2 a.m. and we just finished watching only 2 Halloween movies. Just 2 of them.
Yeah.
And we're fucking... I'm Michael Myers now. I don't know if I want to see a Halloween movie
honestly.
I don't think there's other ones worthy of like really... viewing that.
I mean, apart from the actual OG one, which you don't.
Besides the OG one.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Which Angel doesn't even like.
You know, and because, dude, Michael Myers gets behind a fucking car, and he does like a perfect merge into a lane, and that's where I draw the line. I'll show you
the original.
Yeah, I'll show you the clip, and I'm just like, fuck you, Michael doesn't know those traffic laws.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And I just kept thinking about shit like that. So. In this movie, in Halloween 2018, there's a scene where Laurie is looking for Michael. And that shit takes like 15 fucking minutes. Like that shit is
endless. At the end? Toward the end? Okay, that's what I was going to say. Even when I love this movie, and even though I saw it so fucking fried, to me that scene felt so long. I'm like, okay. Like I get that David Gordon... What a tongue twister.
David Gordon Green.
I hate that... That he probably thought this was like such like a tense scene because of the silence. Of course, I'm like, nah, dude, this is just long because like there's nothing happens, nothing gets achieved when she goes into the rooms where he's not in.
And Michael is just standing there in the corner, being quiet as a mouse, while she does everything. And she like passes her flashlight by him, like fucking 3 different times.
Yeah, it doesn't really achieve anything.
It's so funny. So I think watching these back to back, you were saying it's so funny watching them back to back because you can tell like the differences in style and stuff. And I think that's especially apparent in just like, this is very much artsy Michael Myers, you know, the fancy long one takes.
Yeah.
Random moments of surrealness, like when that girl runs into that like graveyard of fucking mannequins and she like, it's like like a Sam Raimi zoom in on them. Yeah. And then
I wonder if he was just like, this is so weird.
This to me, this feels, I don't know how it feels for y'all, but to me, this feels like like, this is the real version of this story. Like, this is the David Fincher, like, grounded, like, this is the real, like, if there was any, like, realistic version of the story, it's this movie. And then the Rob Zombie ones are like the made for TV, like, sleazier remakes.
The skin Cinemax.
Yeah, the Skinemax. Yeah, the
Skinemax. Yeah, that makes sense though. I mean, yeah.
And I think there's, and you know what? I always it, because I had not seen the Rob Zombie movies, but for some reason it bothered me that there was like two versions of him. But I kind of love it because if you want you know, cinematic, artsy, tasteful, takes his time, you know, really, 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 like with that kid, like, really brutal shit, like, superhuman strength, but not impossible Kool-Aid man, just, like, crashing through everything, like Rob Zombie's, where he's fucking ripping fences off the fucking hinges and stuff. Like, this felt like his strength felt human, but it just felt like a guy, like, just imagine, like, a big burly guy like that, an old guy, too. And he's psycho, and just using all of his strength, like, that's what it. That's how strong he felt. It just felt like already a big person, and added that he's deranged. Like, that's even scarier.
Yeah, because being crazy gives you fucking super strength.
Yeah, dude, you're fighting. It's a mental fight.
I like that you mentioned he's old. Because yeah, he shouldn't be able to do all this shit if he's that old. He literally just steps on a guy's fucking head.
Say something.
Like he was a fucking water.
But see, you remember those scenes. You remember those scenes more because of how shocking they are.
Dumb. I'll go into my shit right now. Are you still a fan of this movie?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think it's like a mate. Like, I don't think it's like the best thing ever. I think it's like definitely a. I don't know. I think it has its place, you know. Yes. I think it's like in the pantheon of Halloween movies. I think it's definitely like a direct sequel to the original one. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, like, I think it's like an aesthetic, like, cousin or whatever, sibling. Yes. To
what,
that.
What one. Do you get from this one that's different than the Rob Zombie one?
Like, I get like a, like,
nuance,
a,
dude.
Yeah, there's like just like a pacing thing.
Yeah, man.
Like there's
like the build of the kills were just so like satisfying. Especially that like one take, like
they were all just pointless, worthless though. They were just cool. They were just cool looking. But I asked you twice. I was like, why is he doing this?
Well, there's also it's also dark for a different. It's a different kind of dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like. It's like dark and like not in like that like graphic like Rob Zombie like
right no, yeah it's almost like bleak, it's sad a lot of the deaths,
yeah,
like that chubby kid, like it was fucker, like, of course he sucked, of course he sucked, but like it was just like, damn, like, and then when he killed him,
creepy.
He was creepy. Oh, what about Manny DiCaprio?
That kid, I mean, that kid was young. That was kind of...
He was a teenager.
Sad.
And that was like, damn, Michael's so brutal. But then he, like, spares his little kid, and then he spares the baby.
I super have to admit, like, to me, the movie didn't really get started until, like, we saw the friend and the little Kevin Hart kid. that's when it gets to like iconic really scenes. Funny,
yeah. That guy is the best part of the fucking movie. Him, let me think. Okay, let me try to think of some good things, because I kind of don't really I can't imagine a time where I would watch this shit again.
Honestly, dude, you know what I was gonna say? It's so weird watching this again because we were all in such weird places in our lives. Think about last year, October 2018. I had just put out my movie. We were about to do Young Love. We were like excited because Rob had like was the only one that responded to us when we sent an email to like everybody saying, "Hey, we're gonna be there," and he's the only one that said, "Yo,
we see you." Other people that didn't respond.
Yeah, shade, but no shade though. But I don't know. I think about all the things that I was like, the Us podcast was like picking up traction. Like, I think it was, and I hadn't really smoked that much weed back then. And I would only smoke when I would just hang out with you guys. So, like, that's when I got that edible and we just got so fucking frightened. And I think where I was back then, like especially with my sadness. I was like, where's this going? No, I was like, I think with all those things stacked on top of me, I just saw this movie completely different. I was so hyped. I genuinely thought, I didn't think it was just high thoughts. I'm like, nah, this is really fucking good. Because I saw it again sober.
So this is your third time seeing this
movie. And I was like, you know, it's got, like, the moments that were great, like I said, were when we meet little Kevin Hart, and then from then on, like, all that stuff was just so mature. That's what I can say. It's a very mature Michael Myers movie. Like, even if the reasons are dumb, like, even if the podcasters are dumb, like, dude, those podcasters, like, I, watching them characters? Again,
it was nice to watch them die this time.
Yeah, because at first I was like, oh, poor them, but this time I'm just like, dude, these people are so...
She's like, how does $3,000 sound?
Lame.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
Fucking guy.
I don't know, man. I don't like this Michael Myers. I think he's fucking dumb. And he's stupid. He's just a big old dumb old guy that just kills for no fucking reason. That's all. Like, this is. I'm realizing it's just really just me. I just want some clear motivation for this fucking character.
I understand that. I do understand it. There were points because contrasting it to the Rob Zombie one where I was watching this and I was like, what is he doing? What's happening? But and I was like, do I have to watch the other one? I don't know.
Like, to piece it together. Like, there's never, because with the Rob Zombie one, like, the genius of that one is that it sets up that Michael Myers liked his little sister since they were kids. And so it makes sense that his whole motivation is to
find this one. His he doesn't sister. Care. He just this kills one is her. Just like, he kills his little sister.
I'm home, Lori. Like, he just stumbles upon her, like, by accident. He's not looking for her. Or at least it doesn't seem like he's looking for her. It just looks like he, like, finds his way to that farm thing. And it's just like, oh, yeah. Like, he sees her. He sees her when he kills that one girl.
I'm trying to think of retorts, but honestly, I can't
find it. And also, that door scene is, like, really weird. And, like, in retrospect, like, why would she lean up against the door if there was two, like, glass windows on either side of her for him to strangle her?
Yeah, Angel's like, how'd that shit not knock her out?
He just bashes her twice.
Beats her. And then she's just fine afterwards. Like, her face is totally fine. The Wiz guy is fucking terrible.
The Wiz, he's amazing.
You cops find my daughter yet?
Oh, here's the fact. I'm the Wiz. You want to shit under my sink? I will murder you and your whole family.
I feel like Judy Greer is in every reboot. I feel like she's in every reboot. Fucking say hello to these. She's in Jurassic World.
Judy Greer's gotta eat.
Judy Greer's gotta eat.
Doesn't fit in a lot of. She's like weird.
She's a very, like, her character fits only in a specific world. Yeah. I don't see her in this fucking Halloween thing.
Me neither. I try to like be okay with it even when I was like all over it, but now I'm just like, no, this is dumb.
Yeah. From.
I gotta say, like, to me, when I think of Halloween, I feel like it's like this movie had sprinkles of it, which was nice. And it was, again, it's very mature, very classy, very tasteful.
I got peanut butter on my dick.
Oh man, I got peanut butter on my penis.
Peanut butter on my penis.
And then, are you gonna ever try a banh mi sandwich?
Banh mi is essentially just the Vietnamese version of a French baguette.
Mm-hmm. That sounds disgusting. I'm not gonna try that.
Hey,
mature, nuanced, you know, artistic.
Yeah, because they weren't fucking caricatures where there was like, hey, I fucking hate you. I'm fucking stupid. I'm gonna fucking snort cocaine and do drugs because I'm a fucking piece of shit. It's like, at least it wasn't so fucking on the nose. It was just sprinkles of stupidness. It wasn't just full on. This was because if this was a fucking Rob Zombie movie, dude, like that fucking scene you hate where they're talking about sandwiches would have kept going on. And their car would have been all fucking grimy and shit. And then all the cops would have had fucking, like, long hair metalheads just fucking, like, arguing about fucking... You know
what? As dumb as that sounds, that'd be more fun to watch. As opposed to just these...
I disagree.
As opposed to this fucking This Is The End, ripped out of This Is The End scene that's thrown in here.
It's the Seth Rogen McBride clan.
Movie's bred out of. I don't like those little sprinkles that you say, like, just take me out of the fucking movie. I'm just like, why'd you do that? At least Rob Zombie's fucking consistent with his.
So then you're saying that you want movies to embrace their silliness. If they're gonna stick to it.
If you're gonna be a mature
Halloween movie, don't give me these stupid moments.
Don't give me these dumb, like, these cops are talking about bun me sandwiches.
You don't feel like it's a variety though? Like, I feel like I get like the best of other worlds. I'm like, yeah, this is like overall a mature Halloween movie, but I'm getting sprinkles of like modern humor, adults saying fucking stupid stuff, or, you know, little.
It just feels like I'm watching a different movie, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I agree a little bit. Like, some of those scenes did feel a little incongruous. Some of them are a little like, huh.
What does incongruous mean?
Like, just like it doesn't like fit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it's just like, I don't know. Like, some of the jokes just.
I guess I don't know. I think I like when filmmakers do that, when they try to kind of throw in something that wouldn't typically be, because I don't know. I never like it when a movie is played all the way straight.
Look at Midsommar has a ton of funny scenes, but the humor comes from the rules of the world, like the way they.
Yeah, it's funny, but like in a fucked up way.
And it's like the jokes are tied to the narrative and the world and the rules.
You're right.
This is very much like, hey, I wrote this funny scene with these two cops. We got some cops in this movie throwing it in there.
Yeah, it does. It feels a little weird. It feels a little hack.
If they were making jokes about Michael Myers or the current situation, maybe I'd let it go more.
Yeah, like, but they're just talking about fucking peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter jokes sandwich.
Yeah,
it's a little weird. Damn.
Yes, I got Chris to see
it's
myself.
I agree with you, like, narrative wise, like, yes, like, if you want to be like fucking, if you want to be a polished film, yes, have it relate to the plot always. But for me, I do enjoy it. When I listened to it, I was like, all right, let me see if I think this is annoying. I'm like, be honest with myself. And I watched it, I'm like, no, that's, it's kind of funny because it comes out of nowhere. And then, like, they're just talking about something super unrelated. And it's like, oh, hey. Like completely grotesque murder up ahead. I don't know. I like that contrast.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Watching it this time, it felt like the fight between them and Michael went way too quickly. Or was that just me?
Which fight?
Like, just like the end, like the whole resolution.
Yeah, it was really like, whoa.
Fuck, remember what happens?
Shot by.
He comes in.
He just like, he hides and then.
He hides.
And then
he throws Laurie off the roof.
And then they like do swap places in the basement.
Oh, right. And then,
like, after she shoots him, they
right. Okay, so Lori's hiding. Yeah, Lori's hiding in the house. They go down to the fucking.
Dude, I wanted to. Happy Halloween, Michael.
Happy Halloween, Michael.
Yeah, you know what? I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to replicate the scene where she's hiding, and then, you know, Michael comes out of the shadows. Like, that's what that's a, like. It's like she's on the other side of that now.
But they did it digitally,
so it looked really.
It looked weird. No, it looked really weird.
Yeah, because like it just her head's all small and like,
and
then, digitally.
Like,
added.
It's like her head fades in.
It just dissolves. Cross dissolve. Like on Premiere, it was cross dissolve, but it just fucking went.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
It's gonna show up like right here.
Yeah.
Who is the more brutal Michael Myers? The Rob Zombie Michael Myers or 2018 Michael
awesome
Myers?
Awesome question. Yes.
I mean, honestly, this one had teeth in his hand.
Yeah, this one. This one. Yeah, because this motherfucker broke jaws. This fool stepped on a head like a fucking grapefruit. Like, yeah. That's why I still hold this movie in fairly high regard, and I call it mature because I'm like, you know. Say what you will about the reason for the kills, Michael himself, but that I will never forget seeing a head get smashed like a fucking grapefruit, like that, and that, and then like just how they keep cutting back to cool angles where it's just like, oh damn, like he really fucking stepped on his face.
This professor guy sucks ass.
Yeah.
This fucking
oh,
German
New Loomis.
Professor. Yeah, New Loomis.
Yeah, he pisses me off.
I'm Michael's doctor, Ranbir Sartain.
You're the new Loomis.
She's like, no, I like Michael.
Yeah, he's really fucking frustrated.
Dude, he definitely is in love with Michael.
He's frustrating.
Fucking
he's
Robert. Like, no, you were like, you were saying like he's like a Nazi doctor.
Yeah, he's like, just come on.
Man, <Manfield.
laughs> Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't know what it's just like, it's just so like, he's not, He's
a cartoon. You're talking about
funny yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's not even a bad character actor. He's just like a bad cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he put the Michael Myers mask on.
Yeah, and he put the mask on, and it was also just like.
Okay, does that put him in the running for the most brutal? Like, who's the most brutal Michael Myers? Whoever wore the mask.
Yeah. Let me see. What did Rob Zombie's Michael do? I mean, Rob Zombie's Michael killed a lot.
He killed a lot, but was it brutal? You can kill someone, but if.
Was it brutal? What's the most brutal one he did? They're all pretty standard kills.
That's
they're
what I'm saying. Just, like, stabbing. Yeah, exactly. It's just.
Yeah.
That's why after a while I'm just like, this is kind of lame. Because yeah. Like, even if his reasoning's whack, I'm like, I love a good graphic death.
What he fucking dropped a TV on Danny Trejo. That was pretty cool.
That was disappointing. I was cool disappointed. Scene. I was disappointed.
With the fucking his face underwater and the fucking blood coming out of his mouth, it looks so cool.
That made me
good
really
job,
mad.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. It, you know what? It was a good job because it made me hate Michael like we're supposed to. But yeah, then, but then I just got bored because I'm like, dude, yeah. He's just killing. I like these killings are
you
like
realize
more
he has
frequent.
No empathy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like he's going
to his goal. He loves
because I think every villain should have just even an ounce of fucking humanity, and that's what makes them interesting. It's just like,
well,
you are like me.
He doesn't kill Laurie when he doesn't want to kill Laurie. He just wants to be loved with his sister again. There you go. You want your fucking humanity.
How do you? I don't know. How do you know he wasn't planning on hurting her?
Because he fucking drops his knife and he goes on his knees and he takes his mask off, which he never does.
And yeah,
it's a strong case.
He changes the whole narrative.
He's burying himself.
Sure.
He's like, this is all I have left.
And then stupid ass Laurie betrays him.
And then he's like, fucking trust no
the
hope.
Dumb Laurie, the
stupid
dumb,
Laurie.
The dumb.
I don't get why he dragged that dead body to that place. Do you remember in the Rob Zombie one?
There's the shrine.
Yeah, there's just a dead body. Like one of her friends. He's just like, look what I did. But I'm not gonna do that to you though. I swear.
Yeah, he just. I think it was just.
Yeah, that was
sick,
that was stupid.
No idea.
Does that make it more brutal?
I would. No, this guy's more brutal because he doesn't have any fucking rules and he doesn't follow anything. And he just does whatever the fuck he wants. So in that case, he's more brutal.
Yeah.
But I think Rob Zombie's Michael
Myers.
He's
more fun to watch.
He's a better character too.
I think he's more fun to watch. Yeah, and I agree. Yeah. I think in the case of that movie, he is a better character because his motivations are completely clear. You've lived with him. You know what he looks like. You can. It's like fuck. All right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kid stuff can be shorter for the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Rob, who was more brutal to you?
I think the 2018.
2018.
Yeah.
Favorite 2018 Michael Myers kill.
Probably the doctor, the stomp.
Oh, the fucking squishing him in his fucking seat, and then
it just was satisfying.
Say
too.
Something,
because he just didn't say anything, and the doctor didn't get this like the satisfaction.
Another cool one was his fleshlight fucking head pumpkin thing.
Yeah,
because that was like a very like quiet throwback to like. Michael doing like elaborate shit with
that just had to like fucking sit down
fucking
scoop out the shit out from all the skull.
Yeah, that was fucked.
You've seen both of them. Which one would we most want to rewatch? Like, which can you see yourself watching first before the other?
I'd say the Rob Zombie one just because it's more popcorn.
It's more of like a fun time. It's more of a fun time. This one.
Yeah, like if the Rob Zombie one like cutouts like if it didn't have like the brutal like rape stuff or whatever, and maybe some of the fuck like you know like some of the weird I don't know like
maybe if the kids stuff was shorter.
Yeah, if the kids stuff was shorter. I would be down to like, yeah.
I'd buy it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's not every day you can have a nice, you know, full course meal, restaurant quality food. Sometimes you gotta have a cheeseburger. Sometimes, like, when you're with friends, you're like, let's just go get some cheeseburgers.
Just because it looks fancy, don't mean it's good for you.
Oh, that cut deep. But yes, I picked the Rob Zombie one, honestly, because this one was great. Like, I'm telling you, as a film, as like a, as a, if you're interested in the character of Michael Myers, if you're interested at all in this lore, this is a great movie because it tackles that. It's honestly, this movie's a drama. Like, it's drama with like horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
The other one was straight up a horror movie, you know, fucking slasher shit.
Dude,
sleaziness galore. Like, I think that's what, like, the Rob Zombie Halloweens keep to the spirit of what, like, that teen pulpy, like horror was. And this is just very mature, and it's a drama. Like, this movie, like, watching it, I'm like, I think why I liked it was because it was like watching a cop drama. And Michael Myers was the villain of that episode. It was cool. So they're both cool for different reasons. I'm surprised I have even an ounce of respect for the Rob Zombie ones, because I swore those were shitty.
And I agree, Rob Zombie all the way. I don't. It's weird because all of my same gripes are still there. And I'm remembering a lot of things I hated, like the fucking 15-minute peekaboo fucking finding Michael Myers scene. But the thing I wanted to also talk about, Judy Greer's terrible fucking monologue.
Yeah, it was awful. We couldn't finish this without addressing
it. Yeah, that was terrible.
That was nonsense.
I forgot how wooden she was when she did that.
When I was a little girl.
Yeah, that was so fucking terrible.
That was really bad.
So that's still there. And for me, that is... in a lot of places, like, the acting is so bad sometimes.
It is.
To me, there's just too many things I don't like about it to warrant a rewatch. And there's a lot of stuff in Rob Zombie that I don't like, but that I can make fun of. Just like
the bad acting in the 2018 one isn't like good bad.
It's just like,
you guys are just, yeah, it's just like
someone better.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Just like, what the fuck? Instead like, of just what, like, what are you going?
Yeah, for? Because they, you guys are even saying it yourselves, like, those two set completely different tones. Mm-hmm. Like, Rob Zombie is like,
you ladies and gents know what I'm in for. Get ready for dreads and long hair and lots of rock and roll. You're fucking hillbillies from hell.
Yeah, and fucking always. David Gorder is like, just fucking like, all right. It's gonna be a slow burn.
Shoots it like it's the gonna identity.
Be a slow, yeah, like it's gonna be a slow burn.
Yeah.
So.
And so when it comes to my horror slasher films, rather that shit look dirty and
honestly, I agree.
Stylized.
Yeah, that's something you play at a party. You know, people get all fucking horny with the sex stuff, start making out.
Fuck yes. Rob Zombie wins.
Rob Zombie wins. I am shocked.
You better play some Rob Zombie shit, because I've been saying Dracula this entire fucking episode.
Yeah. Wow, that was fun. That was a cool little movie night. I don't think we've ever done something quite like, well, not on camera. We did this for La La Land, but it wasn't this late.
Yeah, we did it in the afternoon. This was cool. This was like a legit, like, movie night sesh. Halloween sesh.
Hell yeah.
Oscar is barely staying awake.
Oscar, right, hop in here, bro. Hop in the booth. He never wants to hop in. He's a mysterious but I keep man. Trying. Love to Oscar. Love to Boyo. Love to Rob. Dude, thank you so much for
staying committed to what we planned almost a year ago, doing a Halloween episode.
A full year in the making, brother. Thank you for allowing us into your beautiful home.
Thank you.
Next year, Freddy versus Freddy.
Freddy versus Freddy.
It's gonna be Freddy. Original Freddy, new Freddy.
And
we're gonna finally find out if he was a pedophile in
both. I forgot we even set that up.
Yeah.
Nobody look it up.
Yeah, no one look it up for a whole year.
Let's verify.
Just wait for our episode.
Wait for our episode.
Don't look
week.
It up. Even and if you know it.
You're gonna be there.
Let's verify. Verified. He's our fucking Halloween buddy now.
Okay.
Halloween buddy.
Boyoween. I got a new title.
That's the new episode title. Boyoween. Perfect way to end the night.
So I hope you join us next year for our yearly installment.
Hell yeah.
Boyoween.
And if you're going trick or treating, be safe. If you're going to a party, watch your drinks. Don't let anybody spike you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, throw up that picture of Melting Scarecrow Chris to fucking commemorate.
Melting Scarecrow Chris warns you, I'll have a safe, be reasonable, be responsible take the doses you know you're gonna take without feeling like a melting scarecrow.
Do not go all out.
Don't take it. Do not.
You're gonna be laying on a stranger's couch, looking at somebody at the front door, looking in and out, and hoping that they don't come in and rape you. Because I genuinely thought this guy was gonna rape me. It was awful. But yes.
That's good. That's what edibles do to you. Don't try edibles if you can't handle that shit.
Have a spooky Halloween.
Have the spookiest Halloween.
Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.
Bless.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at Angel Eye Salinas _.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
It's the final countdown.
Put your game face on.